Yo, yo, everybody. Here's another episode of the Mind Body Marathon. And today's show is just going to be your host, Dr. Leo Kormnick. We're going to talk about gluten. We're going to talk about what this means for your health, if this is something you should consider restricting or keeping in your diet, and kind of what that means, and some of the hot topics associated with gluten. A lot of times you go to restaurants, stores, things like that, they might advertise that have no gluten in certain products, and you're trying to figure out why, what does that even mean, and is it right for me, and is this something I should even consider? We will kind of delve into that. But first, let's kind of talk a little bit about what gluten even is. Gluten is a product that's available in wheat, primarily wheat. It can also be in barley. It can also be in rye, which are kind of some variations of wheat, essentially. And, you know, so basically it just kind of comes down to anything like pizza, macaroni, pasta, anything that has a lot of wheat is going to be in consideration of this conversation. We'll discuss a little bit later about what it means to eat wheat in Europe versus, or Brazil versus here. We'll talk a little bit about what that means for your health. But basically, I kind of want to start out with my journey with gluten. I started chiropractic school in 2007, and I went to a sports symposium in 2008 that the individual that was the headliner speaker was talking about gut health and was basically making the case that everybody should eliminate gluten. And, you know, I'd never really even heard the word gluten before. I never really even considered this. But I was like, you know, that's interesting. I'm just going to kind of tinker with some ideas from it. And I had read Fit for Life, the book by Dr. Diamond, and basically talks a lot about just eating fruit in the morning and just putting low stress in your gut and then just kind of operating from there through the day. And he just noticed a lot of people losing weight with that and feeling great with energy. And so I was like, all right, well, let me a couple of days a week, like that I have like tests or harder subjects kind of stuff. Like, let me just eat fruit in the morning and skip the cereal and just see how I feel. And I noticed actually I did feel better. I had a lot more energy. I definitely was responding well to that. Sometimes I might eat a lot of waffles or pancakes or cereal in the morning. So just heavy carb, heavy wheat, heavy gluten products. And then I found that if I didn't do that, I felt a little bit better. And I did that for about 6 months in 2008. And then I was just like, if I feel great when I don't have it, why don't I just eliminate it 100% of the time? And so I went gluten-free before it was even really cool and trendy, which it is now, which is why I'm doing a podcast on it. I basically did it because I felt good, right? I didn't have any allergic reactions to it. I don't have celiac. I did get tested. I don't have it. I just felt better without it. It was just that simple, you know? And I'm certainly not saying that everybody listening to this show should do it, because that's not the conclusion I'm going to come to. But I think that, you know, I just took a fresh look at how my body operates with it, and it operates better without it. And so it was just that simple. And so I've been gluten-free for, what is that now, 16 years? Jeez, no, 18 years. 18 years. That's crazy. And at first it was hard. I was living in Atlanta, a little bit more trendy city than Northeast Ohio and Cleveland area. So it was a lot easier to get gluten-free products at the time. When I moved back to Ohio in 2011, it was very hard. So I pretty much just dove into the paleo sort of world, where I just didn't eat a lot of like carbohydrates. I just eat a lot of good, healthy fruits and veggies, and then also sources of meat, but just pretty much skip the carbohydrates for that reason, because I was struggling to get a lot of carbohydrates in anyway. So I basically went paleo. And anybody that's been listening to my podcast knows that I like to tinker with things. So I've tinkered with just about every diet out there. And you know, the one that's stayed is gluten-free. Which I'm not saying it's a diet, but that's kind of one of the health trends that I've kept going. To this day, I still kind of eat paleo. Like I said, focusing on nuts, focusing on healthy fruits and veggies, focusing on good sourced meat, and just kind of skipping the processed carbs side of it. That's my history. So it pretty much, I didn't have allergic reactions. I didn't need to go gluten-free. I just felt better without it. And I have had some moments where I have added it back in just to tinker with it, and I don't feel great. And I know obviously my gut's going to really struggle with that. But I think over the recent years, I've kind of come to some conclusions as to why that's the case. So first and foremost, when I travel to Europe, I am quite a bit more liberal with my diet. I definitely tinker more with gluten. I definitely consume more products with gluten. When I go to Brazil, same thing. I'm less restricted and I don't really have any issues. And that's mostly in part due to how they process their foods there. Here in the United States, we have much more use of glyphosate, much more use of Roundup, essentially. And wheat is one of those products that gets sprayed a lot of times, 2 to 3 times before it's really even processed to becoming edible. That makes it dehydrate, makes it better on the combines, dehydrates the husk, makes it better on combines. There's a lot of reasons why they do it, obviously for pesticide use, things like that, bacteria, everything else. But, you know, for the most part, it's just highly, highly processed here in the United States. So in my opinion, the reason why I feel great without gluten is because I am eliminating Roundup or glyphosate in my diet. That's the main reason. And I'm one of those canary in the coal mines where my gut isn't great. And naturally, it's a little bit more sensitive. And I think that has to do with, you know, I didn't grow up on the farm. I didn't grow up a lot of bacteria. I grew up in the city. I grew up on processed foods. I didn't have a great home life. So I didn't have a great balance in diet. And so I'm a little bit more vulnerable, right? So I have a lot of patients that grew up on the farm, that grew up in great environments where they had a lot of variety of food and they have a great healthy gut from that perspective. So they probably don't have to modify their gluten intake quite like I do. Which brings up the point of like, what does even gluten do to you? So, you know, that this is just a bit of a loaded question, and I'm not so sure that people really have a clear answer. I think that the jury is still out on what it actually does for you. But I'll say this, from my perspective, I think if I'm eating something that's fully organic and or in Europe or Brazil where they just have different standards of preparation, products with gluten bother me less. I don't think I like I said before, I don't have an allergic reaction to gluten. But what I think is happening is in the States, I am eliminating products that have high amounts of glyphosate or Roundup. So that's the biggest threat, I think, to the gut. Because if you think about it, I've said this before on this show, Roundup was initially patented as an antibiotic. So if you consume a lot of products, like if you go to Domino's and you eat pizza from there, that has a ton of glyphosate, period. What happens there is that essentially you're taking antibiotics and you're kind of wrecking your gut microbiota. In my case, it's already very vulnerable. So yeah, so obviously I'm going to notice that. I'm the canary in the coal mine. But somebody that has quite a bit of better balance with gut bacteria, a lot more flora variety, healthier spores of good healthy flora, they're not going to notice as much detriment from that. And so they can be a little bit more liberal with what they eat in the States. And so, you know, the broad question of should I eliminate gluten in my diet? Understand where you're coming from. Understand, are you the person that gets reactions to a lot of things? Are you allergic to a lot of things? Not even just like foods. Are you allergic to like a lot of different plants or a lot of different weeds? Or do you get really bad allergies in the spring? If you are, that's kind of tied into your gut health. Probably not the greatest gut health. So consider that. If you're somebody that doesn't have a lot of allergies to anything, if you grew up on the farm, if you had a great, you know, family that really gave you a lot of variety of food, then probably you're going to be okay consuming gluten. So consider it from that perspective. But, you know, the people that are, so let's kind of move on beyond the glyphosate Roundup conversation. The people that do also kind of react bad to gluten kind of react bad from a couple of different reasons. There's a product when you consume gluten called gliadin. Gliadin can also mess with the leaky or mess with your gut. So basically, if you're somebody that has a high likelihood for leaky gut or irritable bowel syndrome or Crohn's or colitis or something along those lines, well, then eliminating gluten might be a good idea too, because gliadin is a very large protein that's part of the gluten molecule that a lot of times doesn't get digested. And when you eat it, you know, heavy wheat products, then gliadin gets through the leaky gut within the small intestine and large intestine and kind of makes its way into the bloodstream and can react negatively to it. So it could ramp up your histamine levels. It can create chronic inflammation. It can basically make, you know, like I often say to my patients, instead of something being a 1 out of 10 on the pain scale, it turns something into a 4 or 5 out of 10 on the pain scale. So this is important for you to kind of consider that if you're somebody that's naturally inflamed, that you notice there's just a lot of like blotching and reddening on your skin, especially in your face. If you get scratched, like you notice the redness on your skin for a long period of time, you know, these are kind of letting you know that you're chronically inflamed, that you have high histamine levels and high inflammatory markers within the body. And you should probably consider for a short period of time eliminating gluten to kind of settle this down, to kind of get your gut back on track. Focus on good, healthy sources of carbohydrates that are not associated with gluten, like prebiotic foods, like sweet potatoes and garlics and onions and things like that, carrots that are really healthy for the gut. But, you know, if you you don't have chronic inflammation and you really don't notice a lot of these things and you can just kind of eat pretty liberal with your diet and not really have any consequence, then I don't really think you need to be thinking too much about eliminating gluten. And here's why. A lot of gluten-free products are even more processed than really negative products like Oreos and, you know, Twinkies and things like that. But like a lot of gluten-free products, they put a lot of weird fillers in it. And so if you have to go gluten-free, make sure to still eliminate processed foods, because a lot of times they'll throw just rice flour in there, which can have a lot of arsenic, which is very, very bad for the system. That just sounds bad. Arsenic is not great in decent quantities in the system. And a lot of rice-based products can have that. So just make sure that if you are eating gluten-free to still kind of lean in on the natural food side of it. You know, good healthy sources of veggies and fruit, sources of meat, maybe lean into organic rice, but not going out of your way to have like, you know, cookies that are gluten-free that have rice in it, like rice flour, that's going to be loaded with arsenic. It's just not going to be great for you. So I think that's just really smart to keep that in mind. One of the other things to consider too, if you do have to go gluten-free, I think it's important to consider sourdough bread, which is a great option because the combustion of the bread, if you will, kind of ties up a lot of the gliadin and consumes it. And so yeah, it was made with wheat, but the combustion sort of ate away a lot of the gliadin and gluten and makes it a lot more tolerable for people with sensitive systems like myself. So I think that, you know, if we're going to ask the broad question of, should I eliminate gluten from my diet? The answer is look yourself in the mirror, ask yourself, are you heavily inflamed? Are you the canary in the coal mine? Are you sensitive to things? Do you have a lot of allergies? Do you basically have irritable bowel or inflammatory bowel disorder like Crohn's or colitis or something like that? You would know it if you had it. This is not a, you know, this is like not a maybe conversation. You would know if you had any of these things. And if that is the case, then yes, maybe eliminating gluten for a period of time can be very positive. And if you decide to do that, it may be the case that moving forward in the future, you can add it back in. If that is the case, once your system is kind of reset and better, then you want to make sure you focus on organic sources of wheat or rye or barley. You also want to make sure if you want to consume bread, just getting like sourdough bread and things like that, like we talked about. And, you know, just maybe just dropping down the quantity of it. So processed wheat is really going to be the worst form of it. Like, you know, macaroni or breaded chicken nuggets or pizza or cereals, like a lot of processed like wheat side of things that's going to be really loaded with some negative products like glyphosate and things like that. So just making sure, even if you add gluten back in, to just not eat processed foods, that just still stick with a lot of natural products. So I think that's really smart. And if you don't have a lot of these things, so say you don't really have a lot of inflammation, you feel pretty good, you can eat pretty liberally, you don't really have any setbacks with it, well, still kind of have this internal audit, because I find that a lot of people just come to this conclusion in their 20s, and then all of a sudden they enter their 30s and 40s, and now all of a sudden they're quite a bit more vulnerable than they used to be. Well, then readdress it. You know, if you don't feel great, don't be stubborn, you know, just eliminate it for a little bit of time. It doesn't need to be long, maybe a week or two, and just see how you feel. You know, there is some research that shows that a lot of the antigens and immune system reactors to gluten will also go up against and react with, to the thyroid. So there is some connection to having some like thyroid issues moving forward into your 30s, 40s, and 50s and high gluten intake. So if that's the case, if you have some thyroid issues, if you have some adrenal issues, then maybe consider eliminating, which is what my case was. My case was I was really burned out. I was chronically stressed. I had high cortisol levels. And then I think eliminating the gluten really helped calm that down, really helped bring my thyroid back on track, and really helped with my adrenals and kind of reset that whole process, which is why I felt like my energy levels were great after that. And then, you know, I could probably add it back in a little bit better now that everything around my lifestyle was so much better than it was in my 20s, you know, or 18 years ago. But I just feel generally pretty good. So I don't necessarily need to be so strict with it quite as much as I used to be. So I think the answer to this question is maybe. So if you're kind of running into a dead end on how to lose weight, how to get more energy, how to decrease inflammation and just feel good, maybe consider it. But if you're pretty happy with where you're at, you're humming along, you're fit, you're strong, you don't have high inflammatory levels, you're not allergic to a lot of things, you don't have a lot of gut issues, by all means, keep going. You know, but, you know, consider that moving forward, there may be a day where you kind of don't react well to it. And also consider, even if you can consume anything you want in the States, consider yourself if you go overseas to Europe or Brazil or some other countries where they produce things a little bit better and a little bit healthier, like Japan or things like that. Then if you feel better when you're eating there, well, then maybe consider eliminating some of that when you get back to the States. Not eliminating fully, but just like, you know, lowering the amount that you consume. Maybe not having pizza once a week, but maybe once a month or something like that. Or maybe not cereal every day, but, you know, consume cereal like once or twice a week or something. Just dropping the level of it down so that you have less glyphosate in your system and you basically just kind of recalibrate your gut a little bit. So, like most things in life, the answer is maybe. So just kind of understand what you have, what you're bringing to the table, and how your body reacts to certain things. And if you're really in question about it, just try a 2-week challenge, you know, a 2-week elimination diet on it, and just see how your body feels with it. Follow your gut health, follow your energy levels, and then just kind of go from there. But, you know, this is something that I've done for a long time. I have a lot of history with it. I've kind of, you know, 18 years of going gluten-free is definitely a long time, and have had a great experience with it personally. And, you know, I hope kind of like hearing my story and kind of my side of things help elucidates what you might be able to do. But when you do a lit research on this, it's still pretty unclear. I think it's sort of a 50-50 thing. You just have to know where your body is at on the spectrum, what you're bringing to the table health-wise. And then once you answer those questions, then trial it. And then if you feel better without it, then eliminate it for a period of time. Not forever. You can forever like I have, but you don't necessarily have to, just to help reset your system until you get better back on track. If you have any questions with this, feel free to reach out. I hope this was beneficial. Thank you. Dr. Leo here. Be sure to check out my new book, Faster Without Fail, Your Guide to Overcoming Injuries and Running Faster Than Ever. It is now available on Amazon. You could read reviews on the Amazon. You can check out what other people have said about it. But basically, if you want to revolutionize your running form and better understand how to stay injury-free within the sport, this is your guide. Feel free to reach out and let us know what you think of the book. I would love to hear your feedback. But again, please check it out on Amazon. Faster Without Fail. Appreciate it. Dr. Leo here. If you want to catch me in another setting, be sure to check out my YouTube page, Running Rehab, where you will find exercises on how to stay healthy with running, how to improve your running form, and a bunch of other tips and tricks on how to get over common injuries.